with Jen and Lewis on Triple J.
So today is the first day same-sex marriage weddings are allowed to happen in Australia. It's a huge and historic day after a really massive and historic few months. And just after midnight this morning, there was a wedding near the Gold Coast between Luke Sullivan and his husband Craig Burns, two athletes who got engaged in Budgie Smugglers, if you managed to see that video. And Luke Sullivan joins you on the phone right now. Hey, Luke, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling a little bit tired, but other than that, fantastic and ecstatic.
Yeah, what a huge 24 hours for you. You and your now husband are one of the first same-sex couples in Australia to get married. Why was it so important to get married today?
I don't think it was important for us personally to get married today. It was more of an opportunity that presented itself. And because we are such busy people with training and our work, we wouldn't have had the opportunity to marry for quite some time. So the opportunity presented itself for this beautiful wedding to be brought together by all of these people, and it was offered it to us, so we took the opportunity and leapt at it. It was amazing and incredible.
So yeah. It was a wedding you didn't have to really organise.
Yeah, so it was actually Tanya Mayer. I have to give her a massive shout out. She has pulled this whole thing together with the help of Sarah Alexander, who is our celebrant. They both pulled together businesses, vendors, everyone to give us this beautiful wedding. So yeah, it was just absolutely incredible.
What a dream. Yeah, because your husband is going to be in the Commonwealth Games. He's the baton bearer, isn't he?
He is a baton bearer, and he's also, we're both trying to qualify for the 200 metres for the Com Games. But yeah, Craig's a lot closer than I am to the qualification time.
Wow, so you guys are competing against each other potentially.
Going head to head.
Was there a bit of competition at the wedding, like walking down the aisle?
Running down the aisle.
Were you trying to set a PB?
No, nothing like that. We actually, the wedding was beautiful. The way they organised it and the way they planned it, it gave us enough time to really enjoy every aspect of it. Craig's mum walked him down the aisle, and then afterwards my mum walked me down the aisle. It was really beautiful.
Oh, that's so beautiful. In fact, I saw your sister. This is what she had to say last night.
A few months ago, we didn't know he'd ever get to be legally married in Australia, so the fact that today he'll have a husband is pretty incredible.
Oh, please don't cry.
It must have been pretty emotional for your family. How are they feeling?
Yeah, they're completely and utterly exhausted. They woke up this morning and we're staying in an Airbnb in the Gold Coast hinterlands at the moment. And this morning they were like, "We've got to go home. Sorry, we've got to go to bed." But we love you. I think everyone's just completely drained of emotion after last night. I know that I had some wet eyes the entire time. I was pretty much, I'm sure there's photos of all over the internet of me bawling my eyes out, which I haven't seen yet. But yeah, well, I'm sure those are to come.
I mean, how has this past year been for you? It must have been the culmination of a pretty hectic, time.
It's definitely been hectic. So I've only been sprinting for a year and 5 months. So about a year ago, I was just getting pretty heavily into my competitions. And then when the plebiscite came out, and then all these people start speaking at you, and because you're a gay person, everyone who you work with and who you're friends with all want to talk to you about it and how you're feeling. And it's incredibly emotionally draining, even just speaking about the plebiscite and the different views and opinions that people have and trying to deal with all of those different things. And it's a very complicated, strange thing.
Yeah, well, it must be a huge relief and a very emotional time to have that behind you. And now to be married right now, today.
I know.
And so obviously you're going to have to put the honeymoon off because of the Commonwealth Games. But what are you guys going to do when you eventually get around to that?
Oh, look, I think we definitely want to go to either Fiji or Thailand or Bali and do one of those beautiful beach holidays where we just lay on the beach for a week and get massages and relax. But it's not on the agenda for a few years. I think Craig's focusing on the Com Games at the moment. I'm probably going to miss out on the Com Games, which I've accepted fully, but I'll pull my focus to Tokyo 2020. So it's going to be a hectic 4 years, but after that we'll actually have some downtime. Old age.
There's sort of massages in Bali or physio in the Gold Coast. Both good options.
Well, Luke, thanks so much for talking to us today after what has been, what a beautiful wedding you had. And good luck for the Commonwealth Games. And thanks so much for chatting to us.
Thank you so much, guys, for having me.
You're with Jen and Lewis
on Triple J.